Hey, this is Cameron Crawford with the Inner Circle, edition number 8. First of all, hope you all had a Merry Christmas and some happy holidays. So this month, I want to dig deep into the secrets of body language. And of course, we've already touched on different elements of body language throughout the course. But just to recap, body language is the unspoken or nonverbal mode of communication that we do in every single aspect of our interaction with another person. So it's like a mirror that tells us what the other person thinks and feels in response to our words or actions. Body language involves gestures, mannerisms, and other bodily signs. So as you should know by now from the lie detector, around 65% of our communication is communicated nonverbally, and around 35% is communicated through our verbal communication. And our ability to use body language in a positive way and to read other people's minds through their body language separates the men from the boys or the women from the girls and can be a powerful tool in our overall arsenal of these kind of techniques. So imagine creating a great impression for work, business, and love by being knowledgeable in this not so common yet powerful field of study, and it is the unspoken tool to a successful life. So in this month, I want to teach you exactly how you can read and utilize body language, the most used yet most misunderstood secret language in the world. Okay, so first up, I want to talk to you about reading the signs. So we use body language every day in our lives to get our message across, to achieve positive feedback in our lives, and to get whatever it is that we want. We use this language all the time, but we may not be aware of it. Moreover, this language doesn't only involve the mouth, but also the whole body as well. So when you can understand someone's body language, and you can understand exactly what it is you're conveying with your body language, you better to interpret other people's inner emotions, even if they're not directly expressing it. You'll also be able to modify your behavior to fit the situation, so you can get someone to like you and to trust you. Because what words cannot do, body language can. So in this audio, I'm going to explore the various body language gestures or movements conveyed by people in different scenarios. So first off, suggesting interest. It's important to know if people are interested in what you're saying. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. So just imagine you're a chemistry teacher. You've always been interested in chemistry. So you assume that other students feel the same way as you do. But are they really interested? Are your teaching methods good enough to arouse their interest? Unless you can recognize the different body language signals your students are conveying, you would never really know how they're adapting to the subject matter. And unless you find out if staring continuously at you without blinking their eyes is a sign of interest or an indication of being in dreamland, you simply could not take the necessary steps to adjust to their learning needs. So here are some of the movements exhibited by people who are interested in what you're saying. First of all, they maintain eye contact more than 60% of the time. The more wide open the eyes are, the more interested the person is. In fact, a person maintains eye contact more when listening than when talking. Also, their heads are inclined forward. They're nodding with their heads, because such an action means that they're agreeing with you. And that means that they're attentive and they're listening. Their feet are pointing towards you. They smile frequently, but take note, not all smiles convey the same feeling. An oblong smile is not genuine. It's used to show courtesy, but not necessarily happiness or friendliness. The lips are withheld completely back from the upper and lower teeth, forming an oblong shape. This is usually the kind of smile that people will exhibit when they pretend to enjoy a lame joke. Indications that they're more open to agree with you. When you were a young child, have you ever tried to decode what your parents' facial expressions meant when you asked them to buy you a new toy or to take you to Disneyland? A frown would likely mean no, but a nod would make you jump with joy. As you grow older, it's become necessary to be able to detect if other people will agree with you, your decision or your proposal. Now, this is an ability that will truly help negotiations, employees, and even lovers to succeed in their ventures, because they will be able to change their approach early enough to adjust to a specific situation. Now, there are certain hints to indicate if people are more receptive in accepting your ideas, and some of these are Their hands are flat out on the table. Their palms are open. They're stroking their chin. If they're stroking their chin, then they're thinking. They may agree with you after careful evaluation. Their heads are inclined forward. They're nodding their heads. Their legs are spaced out from each other. They smile frequently. They unbutton their jackets. This indicates friendliness and a willingness to collaborate with you. Their hands are open. This also indicates genuineness. They place their hands in their chest. This signifies openness and conveys sincerity, honesty, and dedication. However, a woman putting her hands in her breast is a defensive position and may indicate that she is surprised or astonished. Indications that they're thinking. People think all the time, but different individuals make different body movements based on the type of intensity of their thinking. So these are some of their actions. If they're stroking their chin, this means that they're assessing the advantages and disadvantages of the proposal or idea being presented. If they take their glasses off and afterwards they either clean them or put the tip of the frame in their mouth, then they are buying themselves some time to think things over. A frame in the mouth would also likely indicate that they need more details and they're willing to listen. If they're pinching the bridge of their nose, most likely with their eyes closed, then this means that they're engaged in very deep thought. They may be involved in a difficult situation when they're aware of the consequences that may occur as a result of making crucial decisions. If they put the palm below their chin, index finger pointed and extended along the cheek, while the other fingers placed beneath the mouth, this gesture more likely indicates thoughts are criticizing and antagonizing of other people. If they walk with their head down and hands behind their back, then they're probably worried about their problems and are thinking about ways to solve them. Indications that they're frustrated or dismayed. A basketball coach whose team has just lost may make certain body movements that indicate how disappointed he is. So here are some hints to indicate frustration. They're scratching or rubbing the hair on the back of their neck. You often hear the word tss. They kick the dust or the air, or they punch the air. Indications that they are over action oriented. People who are goal oriented and highly motivated may not only be recognized by how they speak, their actions actually speak a lot louder. They walk at a fast rate while swinging their arms loosely. They put their hands on their hips, usually with legs apart. They walk with hands on their hips. This may indicate a spurt of vitality at the moment, but followed by sluggishness. Indications that they are defensive or hiding something. The mouth might keep a secret, but certain gestures could indicate that people are hiding something that they don't want others to find out, such as they walk with their hands in their pockets. They cross their arms. They hide their hands in any way that they can. Indications of boredom. Imagine your boss is doing a presentation and all employees are required to listen. You notice that many of them are clicking their pen, tapping their feet, and drumming their fingers. After the meeting, you hear the boss ask them, "Did you enjoy the presentation?" Then they would say, "Definitely," but you know that they're lying. Their actions indicate just how bored they were. And it feels good to know and to understand body language, doesn't it? Some signals conveyed by people who are bored and disinterested include head supported by the palm, often accompanied by drooping eyes. They show inattentiveness by staring at a blank space, eyes not blinking, or by looking around frequently. They're pulling at their ears. This may also signify they want to interrupt while another person is talking. They're clicking their pen nonstop. They're tapping their hands or their feet. They yawn. Their feet or other body parts are pointing to an exit as if they're very eager to leave. They're more restless in their seats. This could also mean that they're not cozy or at ease or might just be exhausted. They cross their legs and constantly kick their foot in a very slight motion. Particularly, this is done by females. If you're the one making the presentation and you've realized that your audience is displaying signs of boredom, don't start talking faster or louder. Restrain from such an act, even if your instinct tells you to do so. Instead, say, "Hold on, I feel that I'm losing your attention. What's up?" And then hear what they have to say. You may discover what's actually preventing them from keeping up with you. signals conveying excitement or interest. If you've ever experienced getting a promotion, receiving a special gift, or winning a contest, I bet you've done any of the acts made by excited people when you first discovered about your blessing. Some of the movements made by excited people include: they rub their palms together against each other. They clap their hands. Their hands are tilted forward. They cross their fingers. And this usually comes with the hope that something big or special will happen. Body language signals exhibiting confidence or authority or power. People with a high degree of self-confidence are normally more likely to be successful than those who have low self-esteem. Moreover, those who exhibit authority or dominance usually come out on top because they subconsciously make other people feel weaker. So how do they move? Well, we've talked a lot about this. They maintain firm eye contact and rarely look on other body parts underneath the nose. They speak with a low-pitched, slow-paced, downward-inflected voice. Chin tilted upwards. Chest projected outwards. They maintain an erect posture whether standing or sitting. They sit in reverse with the back of the chair serving as their support or shield. People who sit in this position are known as being bossy and aggressive. The hands are clenched behind the back. The hands are placed beside the hips. Their feet are on top of the table. They have a firm handshake, palms pointing downwards. They lean back with both hands supporting the head. They move with precision and with no hesitation. They walk solidly with forceful arm swings. They join the fingertips of both hands together. Small finger of both hands joined together, ring finger of both hands joined together, and so on. Palms of both hands are not connected with each other. The higher the hands are elevated, the more confident they are. They extend one leg over the arm of the chair they're sitting in. When they do this, it may also mean that they are disinterested or unconcerned. This may be exhibiting the "I don't care" attitude. Moreover, you can declare your domination over people by rising or elevating yourself from them. It's not unusual to see taller people being in control over the situation. Choose a chair or a location where other people will have to look up at you. They will subconsciously think that they are weaker and can easily be manipulated. Signals of anger or resistance. Many people rarely let their anger go out of control. They're more likely to restrain their raging emotions. You must therefore be able to recognize any gesture that signifies wrath or resistance to prevent any possible chances of the fireworks exploding. So here are some hints. Their fists are clenched. Their hands or feet are tapping. One hand is clutching the other hand, arm or elbow. Their arms are crossed over their chest. Their eyes are blinking constantly. Collar is pulled away from the neck, like letting some air out during a hot day in the summer. They kick the dust or the air. Their arms are vertically placed on the table while their hands are gripping the edge. Beware when someone does this because it might mean something like, "You better get this done or else," or "Better listen or you'll regret this." Signals of nervousness or tension. Nervousness can be eternal. So if you're going to be interviewed by someone or if you're going to be on a television show, then you better be aware of your body movements. Signals conveyed by nervous people include: their fists are clenched. Their hands or feet are tapping. The bottom edges between the fingers of one hand are clenched with the bottom edges between the fingers of the other hand. This is the position of the hands when praying. Hands are interlocked. They speak in high-pitched, fast-paced, stuttering voice. They whistle to conceal and fight their nervousness. They're often clearing their throat. One hand is clutching the other hand, wrist or arm or elbow. One hand is clutching the other hand, wrist, arm or elbow. Their arms are at the back, where one hand is pressing the wrist or the arm. Their arms are crossed, but they're gripping their biceps. Their legs are crossed while standing. They have a wilted handshake, palms pointing upwards. Their eyes evade you. Their ankles are locked or glued to each other. And when accompanied with clenched fists, this may indicate that they're holding back strong emotions or feelings. When you hear people say, "Phew," It means that they were previously nervous, but are now relieved because their problems have been solved or they have survived a big challenge. Signals made when they are doubting or suspecting you. It's sometimes difficult to assume whether you're being regarded as a trustworthy person or whether you're being thought of as someone who is full of nonsense. So here are some clues that may indicate suspicion. They glimpse sideways from the corner of one eye. They're rubbing or touching their eyes or ears. Their hands are tucked in their pockets. Their arms are crossed over their chest. Their glasses are dropped over the lower bridge of the nose, with eyes peering over them. This movement may indicate that they're being examined closely, to the point that you get conscious. There's one act that you usually do when you're doubting yourself, and that is rubbing or touching your nose. This subconsciously occurs when you're uncertain of how to answer a critical question, or when you're concerned of other people's reactions to your answer. Signals made when they need reassurance. Some people have this disorder, but they feel they're always making the wrong decisions. Should I really buy this? Maybe I should wait for a sale. Can I really get a better job after I resign from this company? These people do certain actions to reassure themselves that they've made the right choice and that everything will be okay. So, for example, they stick a pen in their mouth. They squeeze the chunky part of the hand. They rub the back of the chair while sitting. They clamp their hands with the thumbs touching against one another. They bite their nails, in some cases. They touch their throat, for women mostly. They jiggle the coins in their pocket, for those who are concerned about their riches. Here's what certain types of people would do when they want to reassure others. A woman gives reassurance to another female by holding both of her hands and sometimes hugging her. The facial appearance of the consoling female matches the solemn mood of the other female. A politician who would like to reassure you that he will be doing a good job when elected in public office would shake your hand with his right hand and cup it with his left hand. Indications of pride. People often show how proud they are of their maternal possession, for example, a car, by leaning against it or by touching it. You can see the sparkle in their eyes and you can sense the thrill in their voice. How do you know when they're lying? Now, as you know, we have a section dedicated to lying and lie detection. But just for the purpose of these secrets of body language, let me recap a few of the areas we've already spoken about. So people, of course, lie for a variety of different reasons. And it may be to cover up a fault or embarrassment or to avoid upsetting other people or to encourage when no hope can be perceived or simply to be spared from an argument. It may also be due to more serious psychological problems, such as delusional imaging. Here are some indications that are conveyed by people when lying. They speak in a high-pitched, fast-paced, and stuttering voice. They're constantly swallowing or clearing their throat. They try their best to avoid having eye contact, and this applies particularly to people who want to avoid discussing a certain topic. They look somewhere else and glimpse from the corner of their eye. They stick their tongue out to moisten their lips. They blink more rapidly. They rub their throat. Their arms are crossed over their chest. They're constantly touching parts of their face, especially the mouth, ear, and nose, as if covering them. They scratch their head or the back of their neck. Their poses are closed, descending, or insecure. Their hands and feet are tapping. They always look down with shrugged shoulders. They're constantly moving from one place to another or changing their poses. They're projecting parts of their body, for example, their feet, to an escape route, so for example, the door. Now, as I've said before, never jump to conclusions. Every person has a unique body language. Although silence usually denotes that an individual is reserved and relaxed, some people keep their anger within themselves and stay quiet. This is very unhealthy because rage kept up inside can explode furiously any time, causing serious casualties. A wide open mouth may indicate shock or astonishment for one person, while another person who performs the gesture could just be concentrating intensely on a task he's doing. Constantly touching the mouth may indicate lying, although the real reason might just be that the mouth is itching. One way to overcome this dilemma is to watch out for other signals that jive with the body language being exhibited. For example, You can definitely confirm if a person is really nervous if he exhibits many of the qualities of nervousness that we've already talked about. Judgment based on just one or two gestures only may not be accurate enough, although they can be dependable. So be aware of the body language, but also combine your observations with the spoken words to get more hints regarding the inner feelings of someone else. So use this power to your advantage. Alright, so now I want to talk to you about mirroring and body language. So let me ask you a question. Who would you rather be with? Your best friend who loves pizza as much as you do, who's crazy about basketball like you are, and who watches the same programs on TV as you, or your next door neighbor who's a vegetarian, hates sports, and watches those shows that will bore you to death? So the answer is obvious. You would rather be around people who have the same behaviors, attitudes, and values as yours. Birds of the same feather flock together. Bookworms like each other's company because they share a common bond, their love for books. Basketball fanatics flock together because they can relate to each other's interests and ideas. So if you really want someone to like you and trust you, you've got to exhibit the same qualities as that person. And there's no better way to do this than by using body language. Alright, so here's how to do it. You want to match their facial expressions, their gestures, their postures, their speech, their styles, actions, breathing patterns, values, and beliefs. Just put yourself in their shoes. In other words, be them. By doing this, you're also matching their way of thinking. You may easily adapt to their inner thoughts and views. You may also do some crossover matching. For example, you talk at the same rate as their breathing, or you scratch your chin every time their eyes blink. Get the idea? Just be genuinely interested and curious with everything you can find out about them. Discover their attitude, know their life story. As you can see, this is similar stuff to what I taught you in the dark shadow technique. And that's the beauty of a lot of the techniques and tactics that I've taught you so far. They can all be used on their own, or they can be used and combined as one. But one thing I will point out is that mirroring should not be confused with mimicking. Should always act with courtesy and with caution. Never let the person you're mirroring be aware of what you're doing. Just imagine acting out shamelessly what the other person is doing. Every time he stands, you stand. When he scratches his head, you also scratch your head. This would be insulting, so never let the person you're mirroring have any chance to think that you're mocking him. Your main objective should just be to influence the subconscious. Even if a person's not aware that you're mirroring him, his subconscious mind will realize it. The person will subconsciously be at ease with you when you duplicate his manners indirectly. He will feel very comfortable if you're both on the same level. So with that in mind, you want to correspond with their moods. If the person you're mirroring has lots of problems, don't come to him in a happy mood and say, "Don't worry about it, let's watch a movie and you'll forget all about whatever's bugging you." If he's in a foul mood, he expects you to feel for him, to empathize with him. So match his disposition first, then say something like, "I feel bad for you. If there's anything I can do to help, just let me know." All he wants right now is to be with someone who's in the same mood as he is. A word of warning though, if someone has some seriously big emotional problems and you're mirroring that person, you run the risk of actually absorbing his emotions. So do this activity in low-risk situations. Alright, so developing rapport. The ultimate goal of mirroring is to build rapport. It's the time when you and the people you're mirroring feel so close and in sync with each other, they feel like they've known each other for years. So how would you know if you built rapport? What you want to do is you want to mirror them, match whatever characteristic, value, or behavior they possess is that you would like to copy. After some time, touch your nose or cross your legs. If they do the same thing, then mission accomplished. You've already lowered their defenses to the point that they're more receptive to your suggestions. You can even build rapport even if the person you're mirroring is far away. Here's how to do it. Step 1. Just relax and clear your entire mind of all negative thoughts and create a bond by focusing on the entire body of the person you wish to mirror. Make this image so real and vivid. Number 2. Use your subconscious to enter his world. Feel the connection. Give out positive projections, uniting his entire persona into yours. Step 3. Think of what he may be doing at that moment, and replicate his actions, behaviors, and principles. With this entire exercise, you can even emulate your role models. Let's say you want to be as successful as your boss who is always traveling around the world. If you do the exercise, you will soon see some astounding results. Okay, so body language in negotiations. In almost every part of your life, you unconsciously do the art of negotiations, from haggling with your favorite flea market sales lady to lobbying for a well-deserved increase from your boss. Negotiations are being made in your daily life, and would you believe almost all aspects of the negotiation process involves body language? In terms of the actual negotiation in business, body language is a very important aspect. Reading body language movements of your counterparts and making the right gestures may spell the difference between success and failure in the negotiation process. The first step in using body language in negotiation begins the moment you walk into the negotiation room. Be keen in observing their body language by focusing on the whole body, the head, the arms, the hands, the chest, the stomach, legs, and the feet. If you achieve this, you will be able to listen better. You will be more perceptive in reading their body language. So personal space in negotiations. In the negotiation table, each person creates his own personal space, his own territory. By business practice, people of high status, for example, the president of a company, command more personal space and are usually conferred by other people in the negotiating table. For example, the authority over the most dominant chair, usually the head of the table, is the apparent symbol of power. If this person occupies the dominant chair, a good negotiator can repel this by strategic seating arrangement of teams or allies in the negotiating table. You may sit in a way that you surround that person or any seating arrangement where you may comfortably get leverage. In the negotiating table, the first move is the most crucial. Just like in a game of chess, if you play the whole white piece, you get the built-in advantage because you draw first blood, and the opponent's next move and game plan, for that matter, is dependent on that crucial first move. So make a good, firm, and calculated move. Begin with positive body language. Radiate your enthusiasm. In a meeting, for example, look into the other person's eyes with sincerity. Your eyes are the windows to your soul. If you can't maintain eye contact, they might think you're hiding something or you're not being sincere. So give a solid handshake. Hold the hand firmly, but do not squeeze it. A common fallacy is that we should squeeze the hand during this monumental time of the handshake. Now, this is certainly not advisable, but anything more than that will just make the other person uneasy. Put your knowledge of body language to use. During the negotiation process, observe their gestures. Earlier in this audio, I told you how to recognize if someone is interested in what you're saying, if they're casting doubts on you, if they're more open to accept your proposal, and even when they're lying. Be alert in recognizing these signals. Also, be aware of your own actions. You might be exhibiting signs of nervousness without knowing it, and your counterparts, who might also know body language, might take advantage of these circumstances. Body language in selling. Studies in psychology tell us that the effect you have on others depends on what you say from the mouth, which is 7%, the manner in which you say it, which is 38%, and your body language, which is 55%. In addition, how you sound also imparts a message, so 93% of emotion is conveyed without saying the actual words. This is also true in the selling world. In the real world, we sell tangible items and also ideas. A concise way on how we can sell effectively is by simply using that old but very powerful arsenal known as body language. A more effective way to sell is by using the techniques that you now know of physical appearance to close that sale successfully. Most customers tend to buy when triggered by their senses. The key here is to do everything you can to positively affect their senses. Most people believe that the image projected by Saint Mother Teresa is a positive image. She used her personality to convey a constant image of holiness and sincerity. We bought the idea of her image. Nonverbal communication also connotes that a man of few words is a man of credibility. It's often not what you say that influences others, it's what you don't say. The signals that you impart using body movement suggest comprehension, disposition, morality, and compassion. In selling, the instant you meet a target client, he's already examining you based on your image and perception in a span of 10 seconds or less. This is a crucial moment in selling, as his first impression of you will definitely make a permanent mark. whether you make or break a sale can literally depend on the nonverbal signals that you send during this crucial first contact. As a rule of thumb, body language is being used most of the time all over the world. The most common example is a nodding head, meaning yes, but it's not necessarily the case every time. For example, shaking legs might connote that a person is nervous, while it might also be a person's natural behavior. A person's eyes could evade you because he's hiding something, or it could also mean that he's extremely shy. Given these signs of body language, what's important is to really analyze what the message really is. You can do this by looking at patterns. Look out for groups of signals that may have the same meaning in relation to the verbal expressions. Once you've traced the patterns, it's easier to understand body language. It will therefore help you make a sale. Here's some examples to make your sales easier. Number one, you can immediately analyze a person's personality by studying his style in shaking hands. An assertive person holds your hand firmly when they shake your hand. On the other hand, an individual with little or no self-confidence gives a frail handshake. A person who wants to win your trust will usually shake your hand with his other hand covering the shake or holding your elbow. Adopt a handshake that is firm yet not crushing. Convey confidence and professionalism, not dominance. Number two, posture is another aspect of body language. A slouching shoulder with your eyes looking at the ground can indicate lack of interest. Standing straight with your weight balanced on each foot gives you a more assured and relaxed look. Always maintain a straight body language, whether you're standing or sitting. Number three, match the straight open posture with the genuine facial expression. Dispose of sunglasses. The client may think that you're hiding something, as he can't see through your eyes. When he looks straight into your eyes, he can tell if you're lying, so be transparent. Lay down the cards and throw away the shades. Be sure to avoid piercing looks, the client might get intimidated. Number four, when doing sales calls and presentations, be sure to use sincere and open movements all the time. Do not cross your arms, as this can ruin the trust of you and your potential customer. The outward and upward gestures of your hands are recommendable. If you lean back on a chair and place your hands at the back of your head, it may drive your clients away from you, as this is a sure sign of arrogance and a false sense of confidence. But on that note, if you place your hands on your waist, then you're showing positive confidence. Number five, don't point. Pointing at a client is the equivalent to a death wish in selling. It's as if you're waving your sales opportunity goodbye. Pointing is an aggressive act that can be interpreted as hostility. So throw this gesture out the window if you really want to sell. Number six, in sales, here are some signs that you're open for negotiations and are willing to compromise. Unbuttoning your jacket means you're ready to talk and to listen to a counteroffer. Removing your jacket or rolling your sleeves up is a very good sign for the client, as this means that you're ready to decide or to give into the final price. You, as the seller, may also use body language as a tool to recognize and counteract any potential objections by the client. The usual scenarios include the following. Number one, if the client's arms are crossed, it means that he's disinterested. Use countermeasures like positive movements to cause them to uncross their arms and for you to begin the sales approach. When his arms and legs are uncrossed and his hands are open, this is the best scenario as they're open to your ideas and a sale is more likely to happen. Number two, another good sales scenario is when the client mimics your gestures, like when you fix your hair and the client follows. It shows that he's very receptive to your ideas and open to buy your idea or product. If this is the case, then get ready to close the sale. This point is crucial as you can make or break the sale. Number three, if a client covers his mouth, touches his nose, or any part near the eye, there's a probability that you're losing the sale. Something you said or did might have discouraged him. But don't despair. Do the selling process again, but this time do it differently. Reassure the client that he's getting a great deal and encourage him to open up and share ideas. Open your palms and unconsciously let him see that you occasionally put your palm to your chest. This signifies honesty. Then try to reach that positive sales atmosphere again and close the sale. Number four, always be alert to the signs that the client is exhibiting. If the client shows interest through his body language, give the final sales blow and close the sale. The client's body language may change from positive to suspecting. In this case, take it easy. Gather your wits and read your client's moods and try to win him back. Always exhibit openness and sincerity. Always exhibit openness and sincerity. When the client crosses his legs and arms, this is a warning sign. Use mirroring techniques that we talked about. Use the mirroring techniques that we've already talked about and that we speak about in the dark shadow technique. You must make every effort to earn the trust of a client so that you can ultimately close the deal. Number 5, thank the client for listening and shake his hand with sincerity. Sales cannot be achieved overnight and you generally want to win or lose some. Closing the presentation on a positive note will leave a good impression of you. Who knows, he might be the next positive client at some time. Use your body language every way that you can in the selling process. Always be enthusiastic. If you truly believe in the high quality of your product or service, other people will be positively affected by your enthusiasm. Body movements can convince prospects to become believers in what you're offering.